Welcome to episode 27 of MRGR Radio, your fortnightly retro game music podcast, and we've got an interesting episode for you. It's a Game Boy special, but MIDI. Yes, Game Boy MIDI special. All these tunes are Game Boy tunes, but done in MIDI style. I figured it'd be a very, very different take on these tunes. I mean, some of them sound very different, and some actually, I think, sound actually slightly better as MIDI tunes. So to start off, we got Balloon Kid Stage 1 and 5. Thank you. love Balloon Kid, and I definitely got a long overdue review on that. I've actually got a few Game Boy reviews planned for this year. I mean, Balloon Kids, also a later tune in this podcast, Bill and Ted's Excellent Game Boy Adventure, is surprisingly an excellent game. That's supposed to be me playing a guitar, but very, very cheesy, yes. Next tune is Burger Time Deluxe Theme 1. Yeah, it's a really good tune, and I've never really gotten into the whole Burger Time game thing, but I've always meant to. I mean, it's supposed to be a really good little puzzle, and who doesn't like burgers? I do. Next tune is Kid Dracula Stage 1. I've never played the game, but I've watched a few videos people talking about it, and it looks like a really good game. And then to end that set, we've got Bionic Commander Area 2. Great tune. The next tune, the next set is going to be a more slower paced double bill of Castlevania and Final Fantasy. Well, the first one is Final Fantasy Legend, and the second one is Adventure. So the first tune is Castlevania the Adventure, Stage 1, Battle of the Holy.
Thank you.
Castlevania the Adventure Stage 1 Battle of the Holy is a great tune to really give this set, I guess, a run and start, and then from this point we slow it down. And from that point of view, it's a great tune, full of energy. Next one, Castlevania 2 Belmont's Revenge opening. I like it, it's got a nice pace to it, nice and slow, with a slight kind of sadness to it. And then the next two get even more depressing, but I guess the good kind of depressing, I suppose. Not that there is good depressing, but the first one is Final Fantasy Legends, Heartfelt Tears. I love this tune, it's really good, nice, slow, subtle. And next one just brings it down another notch, but at the good kind of down below notch. And that's Final Fantasy Adventure Amanda. I've always wanted to play the Final Fantasy games on the Game Boy, which I know there's a huge problem with naming issues because the Game Boy had already had the Legends. And I think in some parts of Europe, Final Fantasy Mystic Quest was named Legend. Over here, it was named something else, just Mystic Quest. And yeah, it's an interesting sort of story, the whole Final Fantasy Mystic Quest Legend naming issues. Right, so let's get on with the final sets. The first tune is set Street Fighter 2 Ryu Stage. Spider-Man, Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Can he swing from a web? Yes, he can, because he's a Spider-Man. Alright, the first tune that's set was Super Street Fighter 2 Ryu Stage. A great tune, a very different take on it. But that's what I love about Street Fighter tunes. You go from DOS, Amiga, Game Boy, and there's such a really interesting take on every single one of them tunes. And the next tune is a really interesting tune, right? I only discovered this last night. Bill and Ted's Excellent Game Boy Adventure. Now, it's a stage tune, well, it's the only tune in the whole game. I wasn't expecting much from it, but it's actually a surprisingly addictive puzzler. It's got a few issues, but apart from that, it's a really overlooked fun game. It's probably the only decent Bill and Ted game ever made. I think there's only ever two made. There was this and the NES one. I never played the NES one, but I've heard bad things about it. The next tune, of course, you just heard me singing, was the Amazing Spider-Man theme. Really good tune. I like it. Nice and echoey. And to end it, what tune could we pick? What is the greatest ending tune of all time on the Game Boy? Yep, Super Mario Land, Rocket Ship Ride, and this is a very cool mini take on it. So that includes episode 27 of MRGR Radio, the Game Boy Mini Special. Before this ends, I'm going to do a few shout-outs. One, if you're like me and you're an FTL, like, you know, addict, the Game Beast is doing a Let's Play. It's done two parts so far. It's really fun, and it's got loads of Star Wars references, so check it out. Special thank you to RetroCorpse and RetroLegend for sharing my newest review. I really appreciate that. And I think that might be part of the reason why they ended up getting featured on RetroWare TV. I was really surprised. I think it was literally the day after I had posted it on the user thing, it got on the front page. I was shocked because, I mean, I got featured last Halloween and I didn't expect to get featured again, well, ever, or at least not for a long, long time. Not that you should ever, ever expect it. Always be modest, always underplay it, and, you know, to just roll your dice and see what fate brings you. That's how I've always been about this. Don't expect anything. So anyone who helps to make that review, you know, I mean, it's only been up for about 3 days. It's got about just shy of 1,500, which is absolutely incredible, and it's also helped the other two parts of that series review on the Lone Duck series to get more hits, and I really appreciate it. Thank you all. As always, there's a fortnightly podcast, so leave your requests down below. Our next podcast will be, let's just see, blah, 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 blah. That'll be on the 25th of January. So thank you for tuning in, and I'll hear from you all next time.